the organizers are calling for a bigger protest than Monday, because this time there even been one of the leaders of the opposition party was killed yesterday. And they also suspended the negotiation they started with the government. So they said they are going to be protesting again because nothing has changed till now.
Isn't this a recipe for more violence?
I don't think that there will be more violence, because generally they are more peaceful than violent. Violence came when police started shooting at them, and then they start throwing stones against the policeman.
One of the opposition leaders was killed. Is there any information in terms of who was responsible?
This opposition leader who was killed was just around his home with two of his guards and a journalist of his neighborhood. They were talking. Then came a car, started shooting at them. The journalist escaped, but he was also wounded. And the journalist asked that he saw clearly people in uniforms of the president's security, that they were the ones who shot at them. He said clearly that this guy were in uniform of the presidential security services.
Burundi President Nkurunziza has called for an investigation. Do you think this can ease tension there?
It will not ease at all tension, because there are a lot of killings done by policemen or security services, and every time they say, okay, there are going to be investigations. So no one is seeing this statement as something serious, because it's always the same kind of statement, and after that is nothing that is serious about trying to know what really happened.
What do the protesters want?
You know, the protesters said, first, you cannot prohibit people from the right to protest when they want to protest against something. You cannot lock off all the independent media in the country and talk about elections, fair and free elections. You can talk about free and fair elections when all those opposition leaders cannot go in the countryside because of security problems that they see the young militia from the ruling party. So when they say they postpone for 10 days, everybody's laughing here. It's not serious. It seems to be a very bad comedy going on here.
Do you think the president, Nkurunziza, is going to agree to postpone the presidential or delay the elections?
If you don't delay these elections, I think we are going really in big trouble, in bigger trouble than the one we're in. Because if the whole region is telling you, please don't do that, the African Union is telling you, don't do that, the European Union is telling you, don't do that, the United States is telling you, don't do that, the whole world is telling you, don't. How come that depends upon the international aid? Can say, I cannot hear you, I don't care about what you're saying. If you really don't care about what all these people are saying, we are going to a big trouble in this country.
The president is blaming the demonstrations on a few people in the cities. He's claiming that the majority of Burundians support him in the countryside.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. First of all, if your capital city is protesting against, how can you say it's a small thing when you know that more than 50% of your GDP is coming from this place? How can you say it's a small thing? How can you say that the countryside people support you? Yes, it's possible, but you are the only one to be there. You don't allow your opposition to be there and meet the people. It's very easy to say, okay, the countryside is with me, because you're the only one who is there.
You know, we've spoken to other people, let's say human rights groups, and some of them even are journalists, are even afraid to come out to talk. Are you not afraid or concerned about your own position? Why do you choose to stay in the country and to continue to speak out?
Because I think we all deserve to have a peaceful life in our own place. We are all human beings. We need peace. We need that our rights are respected. And this will not come from the sky. We have to fight for that. I'm staying there to try to do my best so that one day we can all live in peace in our country. That's all. It's as simple as that.